Dear brothers and sisters, this is our Q&A session.
实在, 这个名词啊, 是不准确的。
The name Q&A is not accurate.
因为如果我们真正有属灵的问题,
because if we have spiritual questions,
只有神能回答你,
then only God can give you an answer.
人能给你的帮助,
because what man can help you is something outwardly.
只有神能解决我们心灵里头实际的需要。
But only God can deal and meet the inward spiritual needs.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹不要对这个问答的时间看得太严重。
So I hope that brother and sister will not see this question and answer session too seriously.
我们人只能在旁边，也许给你一点帮助。
As men, we can only help you on the side.
但是你真正要解决你属灵的问题，你必须到神那里去。
But to resolve your spiritual question, you need to go to God.
所以，这个是在问答的这个聚会里头。 我每一次要讲的话,
so this is always the beginning words that I want to share before the question and answer session.
我知道弟兄姊妹的心啊，都已经切切的要回家了。I
can see that brother and sister are all very anxious to go home.
所以我不预备占很多的时间。So
I'm not planning to take up too much of your time.
在这里, 我收到几个题目。And
here I have received a few questions.
我想我就按照这个题目稍微交通一点。I
will share a little according to the question asked.
第一个题目就是说, 良心神的灵在人的良心直觉里面说话，有什么证据可以证明？
So when you speak on that the Holy Spirit speaks to our conscience and also into our intuition, is there any Bible references?
弟兄姊妹，当我们在读圣经的时候，
So dear brother and sister, when we read the Bible,
我们看见要明白神的话，
We want to understand the Word of God.
你不能根据一节圣经一处地方，
You cannot base it upon just one verse at one place.
你必须把全部的圣经好好的读过。
Because you need to read through the whole Bible seriously.
然后你才能解决神的旨意究竟是怎样。
And then we can understand what is the will of God.
不错，我们对于属灵的事情都得有圣经的背景。
Because regarding all the spiritual matters, there are also foundations in the scripture.
但是这并不是说我们可以拿一节圣经来断章取义。
But we cannot just take one verse and use it to meet the needs.
那么关乎灵魂身体的问题。
So to speak about the spirit, soul, and body.
和灵里面 的功用，魂里面的功用，身体上的功用，
and also the function of the spirit, the function of the soul, and the function of the body.
这些事情在圣经的里面， 我们可以明白。
So, from the Bible, we can understand about them.
但是圣经不是一本神学的书。
But the Bible is not a book for theology.
所谓神学就是要把一切属灵的事情变成一个系统。
Because theology is trying to change all the spiritual things to become a system.
所以神学是人在那里创造的一个系统。
So we can see that theology is something that have invented by man.
圣经不是一本神学的书。
Because the Bible itself is not a book for theology.
神在那里对我们讲话，这里一点，那里一点。
But when God speaks to us, He speaks to us from one place here and another place.
需要我们好好去念。
And so that we can pay attention to what God said.
然后在我们属灵的经历里头，我们来吹默。
And then in our spiritual experience, we can prove it.
然后我才能明白圣经对我们所说的话。
And then we can understand what the Bible is speaking to us.
所以如果我们在那里讲到属灵的经历的时候，
So when we speak about spiritual experience,
有的时候你要拿出哪一节专门的圣经来，不可能的。
Then if you try to pick out one verse from the Bible, it's difficult.
我们必须要把全部的圣经都看。
We need to look through the whole Bible.
然后根据圣灵在我们里面的工作。
And then according to the Holy Spirit works within us.
我们才能有一点的分析。
And then we can have a little to share.
我们只知道圣经告诉我们说，
We know that the Bible tells us.
人是三而一的。
That man is made up of three parts.
就是灵魂与身体。
That is the spirit, the soul, and the body.
但是就是这一个在神学上来讲。
But even at this point, according to theology,
神学上有不同的看法。
In the theology, people have different opinions.
有的人讲三元论，有的人讲二元论。
Because some believe that man has three parts, but some believe that man have only two parts.
所以弟兄姊妹，你不能根据神学的看法。
So, brother and sister, we cannot look at things according to theology.
因为神学有不同的系派。
Because even in theology, they have taken a different factions.
他给我们不同的解说。
And different factions give you different explanations.
所以今天我们在这里讲灵里头有三个功用。
So here we speak that in us, that in the spirit there is three functions.
有良心，有知觉，有交通。
There is the conscience, and there's intuition, and also the fellowship.
你要找哪一节圣经说良心有这三个功用？
You asking, is there a Bible reference speaking that the conscience has this function?
你找不到。
Then you can't find a single verse.
但是当你在念圣经的时候，
But as you read through the Bible,
也根据我们的经历，
and then also through our experience,
我们就找出来说，在我们的灵里头有这三个专一的功用。
And then we can see that there is these three functions in our spirit.
这不是说灵里头的功用只有这三种。
But it doesn't mean that the spirit only have these three functions.
这是当我们在摸索灵事情的时候。
But it's only when we talk about spiritual matters.
我们就发现说有这样三个功用。
Then we discover that there is the three function there.
因为当人犯罪之后，
Because after man sinned,
我们知道神说当你吃禁树的果子的时候你就要死。
Because we know that God speaks to Adam, the day you eat of that fruit, you shall die.
但是亚当夏娃没有死。
But we discover that Adam and Eve did not die after they ate the fruit.
按照身体来说他们活得比我们每一个人都长。
But if you look at them outwardly, they live even longer than any one of you.
按照他的魂来讲。
But if speaking according to the soul,
他有生儿养女。
They also beget children.
比我们什么人都生儿养女更多。
And even they beget more children than any one of us.
那么什么东西在神面前是死了呢？
Then we want to ask which part of them has died before God.
神的话说在你吃着禁树果子的日子你必定要死。
Because God said the day you eat of that fruit you shall surely die.
那么那个日子什么死？
Then at that day which part of them died?
我们说他的灵死了。
And we say that their spirit has died.
死不是说这个机构就没有了。
Because when we say die, it doesn't mean that part of it is disappeared.
是说这个机构失去了它正当的功用。
Is that part have lost its function?
它还是有功用的。
It still has some function.
它还是存在的。
And still exists.
但是正当的功用没有了。
But then the right function has been lost.
所以我们知道当人犯罪那一天他的灵就死了。
So we know that the day that man sinned, that spirit has died.
我们再说灵死了不是说灵这一个机构没有了。
So when the spirit died, it doesn't mean the faculty, the spirit has disappeared.
灵这个机构这个 organ 还在那里。
Because the organ, the spirit are still there.
但是它与它正当的适合的环境脱离关系。
But that organ have been separated from its right condition.
所以我们常常说人可以叫鬼但是不能亲近神。
So we can see that a fallen man can talk to the evil spirit, but they cannot have fellowship with God.
表明他的灵还存在。
Which proves that the spirit of man still exists.
因为鬼是灵。
Because the ghost is a spirit.
所以与邪灵可以来往。
So the evil spirit can still communicate.
但是与神不能来往。
But yet they cannot communicate and fellowship with God.
那么这个灵死了。
So if this spirit has died,
因着罪死了。
It has died because of sin.
与神就脱离关系。
And then he has separated from God.
但是我再说灵是在。
But once again, the spirit exists.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
我们说人的良心啊还有在那里。
Because we discover thatThe sinner also have a conscience.
所以这个是从经历里头出来的。
And then this is conclusion from experience.
我们为什么说他的良心还在那里呢？
Why do we say that the man still have a conscience?
因为我们发现。
Because we discover.
当一个人有临终的时候。
Because when a man that is come to the point of death.
我们中国人说人要快要死的时候要说几句好话。
And the Chinese has a saying that before a man dies, the moment before the man dies, he'll speak some good words.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他的良心发现。
Because his conscience has woken up.
而他的良心对他说，你不配去见神。
And his conscience tell him you're not worthy to see God.
所以他想讲几句好话，能安慰他的良心。
So he wants to speak a few good words trying to comfort his own conscience.
所以弟兄姊妹,
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们说在我们的灵里头有良心。
So we say that within our spirit there's the faculty of conscience.
就是从这些经历里头来发现。
Is we have discovered it through this experience.
当我在中学的时候,
When I was in my high school,
我有一个同班的同学,
I have a a classmate.
他也是一个牧师的儿子。
He also is a son of a pastor.
他做人很好。
And he is a very good person.
但是当他生病快要死的时候,
But when he was very sick and near to death,
他对他的父亲说, 我觉得前面都是黑暗。
And he told his father, say, I can see before me is only darkness.
他的良心不安。
His conscience was not at ease.
等到把真正福音再一次向他说明的时候,
And then when the gospel was preached to him once again,
并且他接受了神的恩典,
and he received the grace of God,
感谢主,
we thank the Lord,
他的良心就平安了。
And then his conscience was quietened down at rest. And then he can go to God in peace.
所以我们在这里说,
so we tell you here,
良心啊,是灵里头的故事。
So we tell you that the conscience is concerning the spirit.
所以这个是许多人在那里读圣经。
And many people are reading the Bible.
也根据许多人的经历,
and then also based on many people's experience.
我们才发现说, 原来良心是灵里头的供应。
Then we discover that conscience is a faculty of the spirit.
虽然今天不信的人, 他也有良心。
So even though today, those that don't believe, they also have a conscience.
但是他失去了标准。
But their conscience has no standard.
因为他没有神。
Because they don't have God.
但是当我们信主之后,
But after we believe in the Lord,
就恢复了一个新的灵,
then we have restored with a new spirit.
与神就相交,
and then we can fellowship with God.
所以我们说, 良心呢, 是灵里面的故事。
So we say that the conscience is concerning the spirit.
所以在这里说, 你要圣经上, 照哪一节圣经说是良心是灵里头的功用?
So the question was asked, has asked, is that is there a Bible verse that tells us that the conscience is the faculty of spirit?
这个你找不到,
and you cannot find that.
但是到你一节读圣经的时候,
but when you are reading the Bible,
到你根据许多的经历的时候,
and when you look at the experience that you have,
你就能看见原来 在灵里面有良心这个功用,
and then you will discover that in the spirit there is the faculty of conscience.
在我们信主之后,
and after we believe in the Lord,
这个良心的功用啊, 就恢复了他的清洁和敏锐。
Then the conscience has been restored to the freshness and its responsiveness.
所以, 你就看见一个信主的人, 他的良心呢, 在里面的作用呢, 就很活跃。
Then we can see that for someone that is saved, the conscience is very active.
我已经说过了, 当我们信主之后, 就是在我们生活, 习惯, 言语, 行动。
So as I shared with you before, that after we are saved, even in the way, the things we spoke, our habits and the things we do.
我们发现我们的良心呢,会在里面对我们说话。
We discover that our conscience will speak to us.
我们如果目睹我们的良心,
and if we have tried to suppress our conscience,
我们立刻就感觉我们与神的关系就不行。
Then you discover that your relationship with God has been stopped.
所以这就是, 这个问题就是说, 一定要找出哪一节圣经说, 良心是在灵里面你找不到。
So the question to ask, is there a Bible verse that tells us that in the spirit that is the conscience is hard?
我们能说心中的天良,
we can even say about the conscience in the heart.
但是问题在这里, 人要问说什么是心,
and then you will ask that, well, which part of us is the heart?
所以弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
你不要在圣经里头, 就是说一定要找出一节圣经。
So we cannot say, I just want to find one verse.
我曾对一位弟兄讲。
I also share with another brother.
他在那里研究原文。
And he was there studying the original text.
他就根据一节圣经的原文。
And then he's based on the original text of one verse.
来算定一个真理。
And he's trying to that to conclude a truth.
我就对他说。
So I told him,
弟兄你这样做很危险。
I said, if you do it this way, it's very dangerous.
因为你不能用一节圣经来断定真理。
Because you cannot use one verse of the Bible to conclude a truth.
你必须要把圣经的教训放在一起。
Because you need to put all the teaching of the Bible together.
然后你才断定这个真理在哪里。
Then you can see that the teaching of that truth.
所以很对不起，我不能给你一节圣经来证明良心是在灵里面。
So I'm sorry, I cannot give you one Bible verse to prove that the spirit has conscience.
但是我能做见证。
But I can give you a testament.
良心不在我的头脑里。
For the conscience is not in my head.
我的头脑常常反对我的良心。
Because our mind also often will disprove our conscience.
我想弟兄姊妹你都有这样的经历。
And I believe that brother and sister, you also have the same experience.
当圣灵在你良心里说话的时候。
When the Holy Spirit speaks to your conscience.
你的头脑就在那里反抗。
And then your mind starts to reject it.
你要抹杀神的感动。
And then you want to stop to be moved by God.
因为在我们魂里面的生命是亚当。
Because in our soul, the voice is from Adam's life.
所以亚当呢，就总是与基督对立。
And the life of Adam is always at enmity with the life of Christ.
我想这个问题就是这样过去。
So this is the answer for the question. When we speak about spiritual experience,
是有它的程序。
It has its steps.
但是我们的神是活的神。
But because our God is a living God,
他造我们每一个人不相同。
And when He created every one of us, we are all different.
我常常说。
And I often say this.
不但我们这个人的脸都不相同。
Not only that, our face look different.
你想这个脸呢，是一个小小的一个范围。
Even look at our face, it's such a small area.
里面只有几个因素。
And there's only a few faculty here.
也只有两个眉毛，两个眼睛，一个鼻子，一个嘴。
There's only two eyebrows, two eyes, a nose and a mouth.
后面有两个耳朵。
And on the side, there's two ears.
但是你觉得神的创造的奇妙。
But you can see God's amazing in creation.
在这个小小的范围里头，只有几个因素，但是没有两个人是完全一样的。
Even though in this small area, and there's only a few faculty, but even that there's not two persons in the world that look exactly the same.
就是双胞胎的话，父母还能认出来的不同。
Even a twin, the parents can recognize which child it is.
那么不但我们的身体是那么奇妙。
And not only that our body, it is so wonderful.
我们的魂也是这样的奇妙。
And even our soul is also very wonderful.
魂就是代表我们人。
Because the soul represents the person.
但是魂也有它的形象。
But also the soul has its own character.
魂的形象就是我们 the temperament, 我们的气质。
And also the soul is our temperament.
我们世界上所有的人，我们的气质都不一样。
Because everyone in the world, our temperament is all different.
普通的说来，有的人性急，有的人性慢。
And generally speaking, some have a short temper, some have a small temper.
有的人理想。
And some is introvert, some is outrovert.
但是其实说来，没有一个人，两个人是像。
But to speaking, there's no two persons exactly the same.
我们是活人。
Because we are a living person.
所以神对付我们也是不相同。
So the way that God deals with us are also different.
活的神对付活的人有活的方法。
So a living God deal with a living man has his living ways.
虽然我们能找到一些次序在那里。
And though we can discover some procedures there.
当我们初初信主的时候。
And when we newly believe in the Lord.
神的带领好像都在小的外面。
As God's leading was always dealing with a small matter outwardly.
但是当我们慢慢长大的时候，他就更往我们里面去动工。
But as we grow up slowly, then we discover that He starts to work in us inwardly.
但是虽然这样，
But even though it's this way,
并不是说神给我们属灵的经历都是一二三四这样来的。
But it doesn't mean that the way that God views us spiritually is can say step 1, 2, 3, 4.
神是按照我们魂的样式。
Because God is dealing with us according to the condition of our soul.
他在那里带领我们。
And then He leads us.
所以有的人他的属灵的经历会经历一点比较深的，但是呢，在前的，好像反而在后面。
But even though some may experience some deep spiritual dealing, but we can also see in the Bible that some that comes later will be in the front.
神就根据我们的气质来带领我们。
Because God is leading us according to our temperament.
所以做见证在这里有一个难处。
And that's why here it's difficult to give a testimony.
当人做动人的经历的时候，
Because when someone has gone through a great experience,
我们都盼望我们有同样的经历。
And we were hoping to have the same experience.
我们就追求有像某某人那样的经历。
And we were pursuing after somebody else's experience.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But dear brothers and sisters,
因为我们的气质不同，
But because our temperament are different,
所以神对我们属灵的经历的带领也是不同。
And God's leading of us spiritually are also different.
有的人要经过一个翻天覆地的一个大转变。
When some people may have gone through an experience of being turned upside down.
好像扫罗一样。
Even like Paul.
扫罗在大马士路上他有一个翻天覆地的经历。
Like Saul of Tarsus, he was turned upside down on the way to Damascus.
那么恐怕我们就在那里说我们也必须有这样的一个经历。
And maybe you were seeking for the same experience.
但是我们神给我们的经历不相同。
But the experience that God allows us is different.
有的人是慢慢慢慢的学习，到了一个时候就过了这一个关。
And some are there just slowly learning and they come to a point where he will realize.
所以我们不要效法别人。
So we cannot copy someone else's experience.
每一个人与主在那里相交。
Because let everyone, we have the fellowship with God.
让主来带领我们。
And let the Lord to lead us.
所以当我提到 这件事情的时候。
So when I was speaking about this spiritual exercise,
我只提到几件事情。
I only have mentioned a few things.
这不是说你如果没有前面的三件事，后面的爱就不会有。
It doesn't mean that if you don't experience the first three steps, then you cannot experience the love.
因为神在个人身上的经历是活的。
Because God's way of leading in each one of us is a living way.
不过大体说来是有一点的次序。
But if we look at it generally, there are some order.
所以盼望我们在属灵的经历上。
So I hope that in our spiritual experience,
你不要根据这些外面的次序。
So don't try to follow the order outwardly.
你与神相交。
You need to fellowship with God.
神就照着我们的气质来带领你。
And God will lead you according to your temperament.
但是当一个属灵的经历临到你的时候，
And when a spiritual experience it come upon you,
你自己会知道。
Then you yourself will know.
那么
怎
么又有一个问题，
如何分辨圣灵的责备，
怎样来分辨圣灵的责备和
撒
旦的控告。我们在我们属灵的经历上面，
So in our spiritual experience,
我们能分辨什么是圣灵在我们里面的光照，什么是撒旦的控告。
We can discern what is the rebuke from the Holy Spirit and what is the accusation from Satan.
我们知道我们信主之后，
Because we know after we believe in the Lord,
我们就不再属于撒旦。
Then we don't belong to Satan anymore.
因为神已经把我们从黑暗的权势拯救出来，移到神爱子的国度。
Because God has delivered us out of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of His beloved Son.
因此，一面神就在我们里面带领我们，叫我们有属灵的长进。
So in one way, God is working in us to lead us to have spiritual growth.
但是同时，撒旦不甘心。
But at the same time, Satan didn't give up.
因为我们本来是属于他的。
Because we originally belong to him.
现在我们不在他的权势之下。
But now we are not under his power.
我们是在神爱子的国度里。
Because we belong to God's beloved Son.
所以撒旦他有千方百计地要来控告我们。
So Satan will use whatever means he has to try to accuse us.
我想有一个故事是世界有名的。
I know that there is a story that is well known.
就是那个改教的马丁路德。
And then is the Reformation, Martin Luther,who start the Reformation.
马丁路德被神使用来改教。
Because God used Martin Luther to bring the Reformation.
有一天他做了一个梦。
And one day he had this dream.
他看见撒旦到他的跟前来。
And he saw Satan come before him.
拿了一个书卷。
And then he'll bring to him a book.
这个书卷的名字就是马丁路德的罪。
And then the name of that scroll is the sin of Martin Luther.
这个书卷里面外面都写满了他的罪。
And in this scroll, inside and outside are filled with all the sin of Martin Luther.
然后撒旦就讥笑马丁路德。
And then Satan is there laughing at Martin Luther.
他说像你这样的罪人还配来改教吗？
So a sinner like you in this condition, are you worthy to do the Reformation?
马丁路德他去拿起一个红笔来。
And then Martin Luther take up a red pen.
他就写在那个书卷上面。
And he write on this scroll.
就耶稣的宝血洗净一切的血。
The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses me from all sin.
撒旦就退去。
And so Satan has departed.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so dear brother and sister,
当我们追求主的时候,
when we are pursuing after the Lord,
撒旦总是要来控告我们,
Satan will try to accuse you.
那么你怎么能分辨什么是圣灵的感动, 什么是撒旦的控告呢?
Then how can we discern what is the rebuke from the Spirit and what is the accusation from Satan?
我们知道是不同的。
We know there is difference.
因为如果圣灵在那里对付我们,
if it's the Holy Spirit that is dealing with us,
他不会笼统地用家人的势力来压迫人,
that it will not generally just using the our force to oppress you.
当圣灵在我们里面光照的时候,
because when the Holy Spirit enlightens us,
他总是用微小的声音,
He'll speak to us in a still small voice.
你记得以赛亚的故事?
Do you remember the story about Isaiah?
我们以赛亚他逃到西南山上,
and we see that the story about Elijah ran to Mount Sinai.
在那里, 有惊天动地的这个地震,
and he experienced through a great earthquake.
但是神不在,
but God was not there.
有大风吹过, 神也不在,
and then there was a mighty rushing wind, and God is not there.
但是有一个微小的声音,
but there is a still small voice.
就是神对以利亚说话。
And God spoke to Elijah.
所以当圣灵在我们里面工作的时候,
so when the Holy Spirit worked within us,
圣经说他像恩膏一样,
the Bible teaches us that it's like an anointing.
比方说你有一个伤口,
as example, when you have a wound,
那么你用膏油涂抹在这个伤口的上面,
and then you use the oil to apply on the wound,
你就觉得很舒适,
and then it becomes very comfortable.
圣灵对我们说话是有微小的声音,
so when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, it's using a small still voice.
但是他说话的时候很长久,
and also when he speaks to us, it takes a long time.
他不是说了就算了,
he doesn't just speak for a moment and then forget about it.
是等到你听了和着了, 这个声音就过去了,
but you continue to speak to you until you cooperate and submit to him.
但是撒旦的控告不是这样,
but the accusation from the Satan is different.
他像一个大浪大风一样的吹过,
he will come to you like a big wave and a big wind.
他不是为着某一件事情在那里控告你,
and he doesn't come to accuse you according to one matter.
他是把很多的事情
He will come to accuse you with many things in your head.
好像要把你倾倒一样,
and then want to use all this to oppress you.
那么当你有这样经历的时候,
so when you have this kind of experience, you know it's not from God.
这是出于撒旦,
it's from Satan.
弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们每一个信主的人, 多多少少都有这样的经历,
so every believer will more or less have this kind of experience.
但是当我们经历的时候我们能分辨不同,
but when we experience, we can discern the difference.
所以当撒旦来控告我们的时候,
so when Satan comes to accuse us,
像排山倒海一样,
it looks like a big rushing mighty water, flood water.
但是是模糊的,
but it's very unclear.
你这个时候要宣告主耶稣的宝血,
and then at that point you need to proclaim the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
如果你宣告主耶稣的宝血, 这个控告就过去,
because if you declare the blood of Jesus Christ, then this accusation will pass away.
但是反过来,
But if we look at the other way,
在那里对你说话的,
when it's the Holy Spirit is there speaking to you,
这个声音是温柔的, 微小的, 但是是长久,
it's a gentle, small voice, but it's a lasting voice.
等到你合作之后,
it's until that you cooperate,
这个声音才停止,
and then that voice will stop.
所以这是在我们 一般基督徒的经历里头所发现的,
so this is what we have discovered as a Christian in our experience.
那么这里还有一个问题, 今早的分享,
未必适用，请问如何决定孩子是否长大成人？根据18到20，经济独立还是安康是否进步，婚姻还是结婚？
按照圣经给我们看见,
according to what we understand from the Bible,
当一个小孩子, 还没有长大成人的时,
when a children hasn't grown up yet,
他对他父母的顺服是绝对,
his obedience to the parents is absolute.
但是当一个孩子长大成人了,
but after a child has grown up,
这个就根据 各地的风俗不同,
and then it's according to the different culture in different places.
有的地方是18岁, 有的地方是21岁,
some place is 18 years old, some is 21 years old.
所以究竟什么时候这个人长大成人了?
And so we ask, when is the children has grown up to adulthood?
还是你用他成家立业为根据?
Or whether we make our decision based that they have got married and start their whole family. Or we base upon their age.
我们不知道,
we don't know.
但是我们就知道说, 当一个孩子小的时候, 他对于父母的顺服是绝对,
but what we know is that when there is a children that is have not grown up, at home, their obedience to their parents should be absolute.
他要听从父母的话,
they need to obey their parents.
不过在这里我要加上一点,
but here I want to add some more.
如果这个小孩子已经信主了,
but if this child already believes in the Lord,
而父母没有信主,
and the parents is not a believer,
那么有的时候父母不准他去聚会,
and then the parents forbids them from going to meeting.
那个时候就有一点点症状了,
and then there is a struggle.
要看环境的情形,
and you can see the condition.
但是到你真正长大成人自己有家了,
because after you've grown up and you have your own family,
圣经告诉我们要孝敬父母,
the Bible speaks to us to honor our parents.
因为我们如果孝敬父母的话, 在世长寿,
because if we honor our parents, then we shall live long on the earth.
这是唯一带着应许的诫命,
it's the only promise, commandment with a promise.
所以换一句话说, 不是在一切的事情上听从,
so it doesn't mean that in everything you need to listen to,
乃是学习孝敬,
but it's to learn to honor.
对于父母不但存着一个孝敬的心, 也有孝敬的行为.
So towards parents, not only honoring them inwardly in the heart, but also there should be an outward working of honoring the parents.
因为这是神所喜悦,
because that pleases God.
那么最后一个问题,
人敬畏的心与我共处。当一个家是个什么人，父母的很幸福的身上呢，一直不是不是奉献，但事过不易，大家都看自己的事实的职业，那能运用不平的放出顺服之时，不有顺服的人也不可职业吗？
你把它念得最好看。
那个中文的问题是，纯敬畏的心彼此顺服，当一个家有四个成员，父母青少年与信主的一起侍奉主，但四个主义大家都看自己的是神的旨意，那怎样运用这原则，丈夫顺服妻子，父母顺服儿女，也是主的旨意吗？
如果在这样的环境里面
So in that situation
要学习彼此等候，
Then you need to learn to wait on one another.
我们也不能说只有父母能明白神的旨意，
Because we cannot say that only the parents can understand the will of God. 也许
这已经成长的少年他能得到神的旨意，
Because maybe the children that is growing out, they can understand the will of God.
所以当大家都说他知道什么是神的旨意的时候，
So when everyone is saying that I know God's will,
我们都大家自己放下，
Then we need to let go of ourselves.
把每一个人他自己的意见都放下，
And we need to humble to put down our own ideas.
一同在主的面前祷告寻求。
We can come together to pray and seek the Lord together.
只等到神真是把他的心意向他们四个人显明。
Until the will of God is revealed to the four persons.
但是普通说来，
But generally speaking,
就是儿女已经长大了，
that even the children has grown up,
是信主的，
and also they believe the Lord.
如果他还是在家里的话，
but if they are still at home,
他应当学习顺服他的父母，
they need to learn to obey their parents.
除非他的父母叫他做他良心过不去的事。
Except when the parents are asking them to do something that they have no peace in their conscience.
所以这个是普通的一个情形。
And that is a general situation.
要感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
给我们有机会有一点交通。
And give us the opportunity to have a time to fellowship.
这个答案不一定能满足你的心。
Because the answer given may not satisfy your heart.
但是我能担保你们，
But I can give you a guarantee.
有一位他的答应一定能满足你。
There is one whose answer will satisfy your heart.
如果你好好的去寻求神，
If you go and seek the Lord earnestly,
神会然后不但答应并且解决你一切所有的问题。
So God will not only answer your spiritual question, but also will resolve your spiritual matter.
所以愿主的平安与弟兄姊妹同在。
So may the peace of God be upon every brother and sister.
Thank you.